toward Chu was remarkably bipartisan. Both Republicans and Democrats consider TikTok an addictive service that harms kids, provides a vector for Chinese government propaganda, and also captures the personal data of millions of Americans.
Your platform should be banned.
We may not always agree on how to get there, but we care about our national security.
Are you a Chinese company?
This issue, which is more, I think, a China issue than a privacy issue.
The Restrict Act, which stands for restricting the emergence of security threats that risk information communications technology act, which would allow the federal government to potentially ban technology from countries the U.S. considers to be adversaries, including China.
The bill has co-sponsors of both parties and is supported by the Biden administration.
The Restrict Act, the anti-TikTok law, is an Orwellian nightmare that would seize web domains and imprison Americans for up to 20 years if they contradict the regime in power. Welcome to this special report. I'm Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. I've just published a story on naturalnews.com and glitch.news. If you want to share it from there, that site's not banned. This story covers the Restrict Act and how devastating and dangerous it is to our liberty as Americans. This would be the end of freedom in America. End of freedom to speak, end of freedom to think, to dissent, to function as a business, to engage in banking, e-commerce, cryptocurrency transactions, all of it. It would all be criminalized, and you could face up to 20 years in prison for engaging in any of those activities if the government disagrees with what you're saying or doing. Anytime the government promises to make you safer, beware of their intentions. The media amplified hysteria over TikTok, a video social media platform built and run by communist China, has handed the power opportunists in Washington, D.C. a cover story to try to control all online speech through the introduction of the S-686 Restrict Act, sponsored by an anti-free speech zealot on the left, Senator Mark Warner. The bill, introduced on March 7th, 2023, uses TikTok's popularity as an excuse to criminalize American-run websites, platforms, and blogs that merely disagree with the government regime on literally any topic. Vaccines, Russia, elections, bank runs, currency, transgenderism, climate change, and so on. The weaponization potential of the bill is unlimited, as it can be applied to anything that's merely deemed to be in the, quote, national security interest of the United States. The bill text explicitly states that the government may enforce, quote, any mitigation measure against any person or any property by merely deciding that an article, video, podcast, platform, or other content item contains content that they don't like. This is not a law that targets Chinese communists or TikTok. It's a law targeting Americans and threatening them with prison time if they say anything the current regime in power doesn't like. Under the proposed law, any content that the regime decides poses an undue risk to the safety of United States persons can be removed by any means necessary, including domain seizures by the DHS or other forms of sabotage, i.e. mitigation, which might include the government firebombing data centers or assassinating Americans. To annihilate all Christian content on the web, the Biden regime can simply declare that Bible scripture compromises the safety of the trans community and therefore must be removed by any means necessary. We could literally see the U.S. government burning down churches to destroy web hosting data centers that are held there. The U.S. government has been running sabotage operations against food and energy infrastructure for at least the last 2 years, so this isn't a stretch at all. Those merely deemed in violation of the Restrict Act, utterly without any court hearings or opportunity for a legal defense, may have all their assets, properties, computers, websites, servers, bank accounts, databases, and other items confiscated at gunpoint by the government with zero recourse or due process. Even worse, the act specifically prohibits FOIA requests, that's Freedom of Information Act, from being honored in order to make sure the tyrannical government can keep the list of Resist Act targets a secret. what the U.S. government did to Julian Assange, they're about to do to millions of American citizens, perhaps even you. From the bill text itself, the Restrict Act grants authority to seize or mitigate, i.e. destroy or sabotage, all the following. This is from the bill. Internet hosting services, cloud-based or distributed computing and data storage, machine learning, predictive analysis, data science products and services, including those involving the provision of services to assist a party to utilize, manage, or maintain open source software. See, this is an attack on the open source community as well. Managed services and content delivery services. This would, of course, include all websites, including all e-commerce sites. Thus, if you sell anything the government doesn't like, they can confiscate all your bank accounts, web domain, company servers, product inventory, and anything else they deem to be related. In addition, the Restrict Act threatens total government control over cryptocurrency and other vast technologies such as quantum cryptography, which is a promising tech that could allow private individuals to prevent corrupt governments from spying on their private messages. To ban all Bitcoin, the government would merely need to claim that somebody in Russia or China used Bitcoin to carry out some horrible false flag terrorism in the United States, and that Bitcoin enabled the funding for the attack. With one declaration, Bitcoin could be outlawed across the country, and anyone who transacts in Bitcoin could face 20 years in prison, plus total confiscation of all their wallets, computers, bank accounts, house, etc. It's not just crypto either that's threatened by this insane power grab. Proving that this bill isn't limited to TikTok, here are all the tech sectors that are named in the bill, which would be controlled, censored, or otherwise lorded over by the tyrannical U.S. government. Artificial intelligence and machine learning, quantum key distribution, quantum communications, quantum computing, post-quantum cryptography, autonomous systems, advanced robotics, biotechnology, synthetic biology, computational biology, which I thought the media said that was a conspiracy theory, and e-commerce technology and services, including any electronic techniques for accomplishing business transactions, online retail, internet-enabled logistics, internet-enabled payment technology, and online marketplaces. In other words, everything. Note that this includes all e-commerce, all online banking transactions, payment systems, cryptocurrency, and so on. In effect, the Restrict Act is an attempt to seize total control over the entire online economy, online speech, and online freedom. It should really be called the Online Tyranny Act, as it is the manifestation of absolute tyranny over the American people. Now, the power-hungry tyrants in Washington, D.C. are not actually opposed to apps and software systems spying on you, by the way. After all, thanks to the Twitter files and other leaks, we now know that both the White House and the Department of Homeland Security quite literally ordered Facebook, Google, YouTube, Twitter, and other online platforms to censor a long list of websites and individuals who question COVID vaccine safety. The tyrants in Washington absolutely want to spy on the American people and censor all speech they don't like. They're doing it now. They aren't opposed to TikTok spying on the American people, they just want to be the ones in charge of the spying and the censorship. It was a moment of peak hypocrisy in the U.S. House hearing recently when U.S. members of Congress grilled the TikTok CEO about being engaged in the suppression of free speech of Chinese citizens while seeming to be utterly tone-deaf to the U.S. government's ongoing censorship of the American people. It's almost as if U.S. lawmakers have no idea that the U.S. empire censors the American people in exactly the same way communist China censors its own people. With the Restrict Act, the U.S. government wants to monopolize censorship and surveillance power in its own hands. This isn't about ending censorship, it's about expanding it to cover all websites, services, and apps. The Restrict Act also invokes the broad definition of, quote, election interference to justify literally any action the government wants to take against a publisher or platform it dislikes. These actions can include seizing bank accounts, seizing domain names, seizing servers, and so on. And such tyrannical actions could be unleashed against an individual for doing nothing more than sharing a simple meme related to elections. Case in point, meme maker Douglas Mackey was just found guilty of a serious felony, election interference, for a funny meme he distributed about Hillary Clinton in the 2016 election. The DOJ prosecuted Mackey over the meme and was easily able to convince a jury of brainwashed liberals to convict Mackey for the very same kind of meme joke that Democrats routinely distribute against Trump and others. But through selective prosecution, Mackey is now facing 10 years in prison. This is the kind of weaponization of the legal system, a form of government terrorism against the people, that would be escalated by a factor of 1,000 under the Restrict Act. The act would target anyone who merely criticized a Democrat candidate or who posted something about the candidate which the regime in power says isn't true. It would only take a fact-check strike against your content to have you declared engaged in, quote, election interference, after which the government could confiscate everything you own, including your web domains, bank accounts, computers, mobile phone, and even your home, if you posted your meme from there. While the Restrict Act claims to prevent China from spying on Americans, it actually transforms America into communist China by erecting a massive surveillance and censorship police state over all Americans. The act specifically names all the networks that the government can use for spying on citizens. Wireless local area networks, mobile networks, satellite payloads, satellite operations and control, cable access points, wireline access points, core networking systems, long-haul, short-haul, and backhaul networks or edge computer platforms. The act also grants the government the power to target entire online platforms, including domain names, cloud computing, databases, CDNs, as content delivery networks, and more. The tyranny encompasses literally every known computing and e-commerce ecosystem that exists, including gaming. The act specifically names desktop applications, mobile applications, gaming applications, payment applications, or web-based applications. This means there's no website, application, transaction, software, or service that isn't threatened by the Restrict Act. Furthermore, the act specifically grants the government the power to sabotage by any means necessary any person, organization, software system, website, platform, or anything else they deem to be unacceptable. If the regime decides they don't like what you are publishing or doing, in other words, they can simply seize it, shut it down, confiscate all your assets and silence you utterly without any due process or opportunity for legal defense. This is tyranny on steroids. If enacted, it would mean the end of the Republic and the end of human freedom for Western civilization. This is why it's critical that you join the effort to defeat the Restrict Act before it can become law. Make no mistake, if this act becomes law, it will end Brighteon.com. It will end Rumble. It will end BitChute. It will end every alternative platform in America. Under this tyrannical law, truth will become treason in a nation of lies. To help defeat the Restrict Act, I urge you, contact your representatives and demand they reject the Restrict Act. It's important to call, not just send an email to your senators and House members. You can reach your senators and House members via the United States Capitol switchboard. Here's the number, 202-224-3121. Just call during normal business hours, 202-224-3121, and ask them to connect you with your senators or your House representative. Call them now, and also call your state attorney general and share the warning about the danger of this overzealous, authoritarian, fascist law that seeks to end the First Amendment and criminalize free speech in America. We must defeat the Restrict Act. And then, in the next election, we must defeat each and every tyrant that supported it. That includes the following Republican senators who also supported the act. Virtually all Democrats support tyranny by default, but in this case, even some Republicans are supporting tyranny as well. Senator John Thune of South Dakota, Senator Deb Fischer of Nebraska, Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas, Senator Dan Sullivan of Arkansas, Susan Collins of Maine, Mitt Romney, no surprise, of Utah, Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia, Kevin Cramer of North Dakota, Chuck Grassley of Iowa, what are you doing, Chuck? Thomas Tillis of North Carolina and Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, no surprise. If you're a constituent in any of the states represented by the GOP senators just mentioned, it's urgent that you call their offices and register your opposition to the Restrict Act. The U.S. Senate cannot pass the act without the support of several Republican senators. Make sure that your senators are strongly opposed to this act. And to anyone who foolishly says that this act is only intended to be used against the communist Chinese and would never be weaponized against the American people, just look at the Patriot Act and how it was originally promoted to surveil radical Islamic extremists, but now it's used every day to illegally silence and surveil the American people. All new powers granted to the government are eventually weaponized against the people. The Restrict Act is a weapon against freedom, and if passed, it will be used to silence, oppress, and imprison millions of Americans who oppose tyranny, censorship, rigged elections, and mandatory vaccines. Take action now to defeat this outrageously dangerous piece of legislation. And God bless America. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger of naturalnews.com and the founder of Brighteon.com.